Hare Krishna. Today, tomorrow, excuse me, is Lord Nisringadev's appearance day. And I thought that I would just speak a little on that. Let's give some food for thought, meditation for tomorrow. Some time back, I was speaking about what Lord Nisringadev's appearance actually signifies for ordinary Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are not in the league of Prahlad Maharaj. Nisringadev comes to show the principle of protection, aposhana, that Krishna will protect his devotees, and to this extent he will do it. He'll appear himself as an incarnation and do away with all sources of difficulty for his devotees. But that's what the pastime is about, to show the extent to which the Lord will go. But we all experience difficulties in the material world of one sort or another, and see that the Lord doesn't necessarily incarnate for every devotee. So then naturally the question arises, well, how does the Lord give us protection? How does Krishna protect his devotees when we see that devotees do suffer physical hardship? They suffer physical hardship at the hands of others, like Hiranyakashipu type people. Devotees in the pursuit of Krishna consciousness have been known to be beaten, injured, and even killed. Why didn't Lord Nisringadev come and protect them? But they did, Prahlad Maharaj. The answer is directly given by Prahlad Maharaj in the discussion between Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Nisringadev, which is a process or a trait that the Lord uses, is that sometimes he speaks through his devotee, or he lets his devotee present the ultimate truths, and in that way he puts them in a position of glorification. Like, for instance, Bhishma Dev, when Yudhisthira Maharaj was lamenting after the Kurukshetra war that he'd incurred so much sin for being responsible for the killing of so many persons, and how will he ever become relieved of this type of sin. And although great sages like Vyasadeva and ultimately even the Lord tried to pacify him, he couldn't be pacified. So ultimately Krishna arranged for Yudhisthira Maharaj to speak with Bhishma Dev, who was lying on a bed of arrows. And finally, Bhishma Dev's words were able to pacify Lord Yudhisthira. Srila Prabhupada explains it wasn't that Krishna would have not been able to satiate Yudhisthira Maharaj's great feelings of bad conscience and so on, but he wanted to glorify Bhishma Dev, and so he wanted Bhishma Dev to do something or say that he didn't do, and say something that he didn't say, and have an effect that he didn't have on Yudhisthira Maharaj. And in that way, Bhishma Dev was elevated to such an exalted position. And this is indicative of Krishna's humility. Krishna's very, very humble. He likes devotees. He likes his devotees to be glorified. So, In the same way, Lord Nrisimhadev had Prahlad Maharaj give the answer to that question, which is so relevant to all of us Vaishnavas. And that answer is given in a very famous verse. Naivad vijay paradulam tiravai taranyas tadvirya gayana mahamritam agna chitta. That's half the verse, which is relevant, most relevant to this topic. The other part is also relevant. I'll just touch on that afterwards. But here, Prahlad Maharaj is responding to Lord Nrisimhadev, who said, you've gone through so much suffering, you've gone through so much difficulty on my part, I want you to ask a benediction. And Prahlad Maharaj says, I'm not in this line of devotional service like some kind of merchant, and I'm asking that I need some kind of benediction. So don't try to pacify me in that way. But Lord Nrisimhadev then replies, but no, but you went through so much problem, you were placed in so much difficulty, and I want to reciprocate with that. So here, this is what Prahlad Maharaj then says, na eva udviji paradurantira vaitaranyas. No, I said, I'm not afraid. I wasn't na para refers to Lord Nrisimhadev. Udviji, I wasn't disturbed, and I'm not afraid. I wasn't disturbed by all of these things Hiranyakashipu had caused. He said, why? How is it possible that he wasn't disturbed by all of those things? Because tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta, because my consciousness was always absorbed in singing your glories and your pastimes. Mahamrita magna chitta. I was always absorbed in thoughts of your pastimes. And as a result of that, that absorption, he says, magna citta, then I was completely insulated from any type of feelings of pleasure or pain or suffering or difficulty. So, therefore, I was in no condition of fear. I was not inconvenienced, so you don't have to try to compensate me. That's a very wonderful concept, and Srila Prabhupada elaborates on that in the lecture, where he says a devotee, by chanting Hare Krishna, by remembering and discussing Krishna's pastimes and activities, he's never in any condition of difficulty. In other words, the protection that Krishna is giving for all of us, for all Vaishnavas, regardless of their level of advancement in Krishna consciousness, is that they can chant Hare Krishna and hear and remember Krishna's pastimes and activities. And if their consciousness is absorbed in that, then even though outwardly it will appear that they are suffering, but actually their consciousness is not there. There may be some inconvenience to their body and so on, but within themselves, they'll always be somewhere else. They'll always be absorbed in the all-soothing, protective armor that comes from absorption in Krishna consciousness, magna citta. And so this is something that we can take advantage of, meditate upon. Of course, natural answer comes, okay, but hang on, that requires a certain level of absorption and chanting and purity of the heart. Yes, it does, but therefore now is our time to cultivate and practice Krishna consciousness when we're not in a condition of difficulty, so that when that difficulty does come, then we'll be ready and we will be able to be absorbed, and in that way we will feel that same shelter and protection that Prahlad Maharaj himself also felt. One needs to take protection. Prahlad Maharaj was a qualified pure devotee. It wasn't that he was a nobody, a materialistic person who didn't care anything about spiritual life or Krishna consciousness, and therefore Lord Nisimhadev came to protect him. Lord Nisimhadev's protection, his appearance, came as a reciprocation of Prahlad Maharaj's great devotional credentials. So when we also commit ourselves devotionally in the same way to the process that has already been given to us, then yes, we'll be able to take the protection that's offered to us by Lord Nisimhadev in the form of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the form of remembering the instructions of the Lord, and will be insulated from all difficulties and dangers. Hare Krishna, Nisimhadev ki jai.